Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show here on
103.1.
103.1 The Ticket. Lapeer's home for Detroit sports and a fantastic lineup of great sports talk. And of course, the Gunsmith Show, Saturday mornings from 8 till 9.
Yep.
Been here since we started with The Ticket. Been here on WQUS for a long time now.
Yes. Yep.
And we're wrapping it up for now.
Yeah. Yeah, for now we're gonna I got to take a break, Dano.
Well, he's about the busiest man I know. He does. he retired from here. How long ago was it that you retired?
It was 2018.
So I was thinking 7 years. So it's 8 years.
Yeah, 8 years.
Yeah. So was selling here, doing the show, doing the home improvement show. I can build that.
Yep.
You've done all kinds of stuff here. He still, he built an addition here. He added our Marconi room.
He redid the. I forget it was because it's been a 20-year relationship.
Right.
Almost 20. 2008 is when I started.
Yeah.
November of 2008. So it's been 18 years.
Upgraded our kitchen and the break room. He's done all kinds of stuff. He takes out the trash when we need it.
Bring in cookies every
brings
now and then.
In cookies. He's done so much. It's been such a pleasure.
You guys, it's like family here, honestly. I regard heck, I even invited you on vacation this year with this.
I know.
Hoping you could go, but you couldn't go.
Well, we got family stuff, Thanksgiving, but yeah.
I understand it completely. This is show number 644.
644
of this show. Yeah. We did 790 I Can Build That shows before this. So we've done a lot of shows on the radio here and a lot of fun, though, and the camaraderie's. And like Dan says, we know you don't do it for the money.
No.
You do it for the fun. You know. So we do have a lot of fun in here in front of these microphones, giggling and laughing and reminiscing. And you should hear the crap that goes on between during the commercial breaks. But this segment of the I Can Build That, or geez, of the Gunsmith Show is brought to you by Diamond Gems. My good friend Tim over at Diamond Gems and his whole crew are just great people. You can reach him at 810-743-4210. What do? It's Diamond Gems Tire and Auto Service Center. They're on Dord Highway here in Burton, Michigan, just south of Bristol on Dord Highway. So it's very simple to get to. Great people. Been around since 1977, and they do great work. Whether it's all my tires right now, every single tire I have on my vehicle are from there. They keep my cars running and working perfectly, whether it's air conditioning or heating or changing into that winter air when you got to switch seasons.
He gets it by the truckload, so he gets a really good deal on it.
I tell you that. You forget how fast that summer air warms runs out. So you got to do what you got to do to keep these cars running smooth on the road. So so stop in and see Tim and the crew at Diamond Gems. Remember, they're in Burton, right on Dord Highway, just south of Bristol, and get all your tires and car services done there. You'll be glad you did. Tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. Now, today and tomorrow, we're going to be in the lobby. We, as in me, myself, and I, all three of us, are going to be in the lobby at Williams Gunsite. I'll be your official door greeter at Williams, so I will welcome you to Williams. And on my table will be a barrage of raffle tickets for our six-gun All-American gun giveaway. So you buy a ticket for $5. You're in the running for one of six guns. They're all really, really nice Rugers. Threaded barrels.
Six different rifles.
Yeah, six different rifles.
Handsome, good looking.
Dan just gave me his tickets today. I gave him a batch and doggone if he didn't sell them all. So I brought another 100 for him.
Oh, good. And,
the drawing is October 3rd, so you don't have a lot of time. But stop out and see me at Williams today. I'll be there till 6 o'clock today and tomorrow. And there's other places you can get tickets too, but come on out and see me today. You can stop by Wins Electric Supply on Dord Highway, or no, on Saginaw Street.
Yeah.
Just north of like where Rockies is. Just north of
north of Bristol.
Yeah, just north of Bristol. They sell them right at the counter. The whole crew there is just great. They'll take care of you. But I'd love to see you out there. Come on out and shake my hand. We'll see you at Williams today. It's license number R87721. It's a Michigan State license for a raffle. We're a 501c3, and this is all for Tommy's Heart. Of course, raising money for our heart screenings and for this is specifically going to fund 10 new CPR dummies they're called mannequins. I call them dummies because I'm old.
Old school.
But they're mannequins to teach kids how to do CPR. And that's one of the most important things we can learn in school, is learning how to do CPR. I learned it in high school, and I've had to use it twice. I've had to do CPR twice in my life, and I'm glad I was taught well. And I really did. I sucked it in like a sponge when I was young, and it stuck with me, and now I teach people. So,
yeah, I like what it cause. He ties them together, two of his passions. It's a gun raffle. Now, Jacob put this one together. Of course, he's the original other gunsmith. I'm an adopted.
You're the redheaded stepchild.
I'm the redheaded stepchild. I usually talk about movies.
Here. Yes, but that's okay. It's the comedy sidekick thing, so it works out great.
But Jacob, of course, you guys, fantastic. And it was great that he's, you know, back
yeah,
in back. Town, and that you guys been able to do some shows together.
His health has been going driving through Tennessee and Kentucky, hills and valleys like you wouldn't believe. But he's doing good health wise, and he said, "Dad, I want to run this raffle." It's great. So why he's not at Williams this weekend? Because he's going to be at Beaky's in Flushing doing the exact same thing all weekend long, selling raffle tickets. We're trying to get them all sold quickly.
Raffle for guns.
Yep.
Tommy's Heart.
Yep.
Your organization, the Thomas Smith Memorial Foundation, and this is a big part of why. I mean, this is something that you guys. It consumes so much time.
Yeah, it does.
Guys do so much, yep. So many places, all over, doing the free heart screenings. And you mentioned the dummies for CPR and the AEDs.
Yep.
You put them on site where kids are congregating so that if something happens.
They're just pouring in right now for them, too. We've got a plethora of places we have to get them to in the next 2 months. School's back in.
Mm-hmm.
It's always
right.
August. I send out emails and talk to people and say, "Hey, let's make this happen."
Mm-hmm.
And I never hear anything till the first week of school. And then it's like
rushes
another,
on.
Another email. Another
oh, yeah.
email. Another
Here's something
email.
We need. Oh, we forgot about this.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't realize. And I got a call the other day from one of our listeners that said, "Jonathan, my son was at football practice, and I looked in the AED box, and there wasn't one in it.
Mm.
Is that legal?" Well, it's nice to have them there. Chances are the coach had it on the field.
Okay.
You know, had it right out there ready to go. Said nobody had to run to it if they needed it. But it is.
It does
scare me when I see an empty box.
They prevent these tragedies you hear about with sudden cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
Happens to young people ages, 12 to 19, 13 to 19?
Yeah, we study kids 11 to 19. And in that age group, the adolescent hearts are still maturing and growing and changing. So those are the years we like to find the problems before they get bad enough where they're going to collapse on the football field. But one of our board members lost their nephew at 8 from a direct hit from a baseball to the center of the chest, and it stops the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And the more EMTs I talk to say that's more prevalent than you realize.
Yeah.
It's become known to the point where they jump on it and they usually get them started back
so
up.
So those AEDs will save a life in that situation. That's why they need to be on site.
Yep.
And then the other thing with the dummies, you know, it's people who know what to do.
Yeah.
It's people who know what to do. So with the dummies, they're able to practice the CPR, like you say, and they're ready to help in an emergency.
Yep.
That's what's key.
And you can check us out at tommysheart.org. We are 501c3. We've got hundreds and hundreds of saves under our belt. And with 108 AEDs out around the state of Michigan helping, as well as setting this up in other states, it's just amazing. We'll be in middle of October. We are all set now for Tuscaloosa, Alabama. We're going to go down and teach University of Alabama how to do this. We're going down for 5 days to teach them.
Oh, no kidding. That's cool.
We're building a whole new program there that will cover Alabama, and it's going to start there. We're planting the seed, and this will go on across the nation. So we're looking at possible nationwide growth now with Tommy's Heart. So as it is... we're proud of what we do here. We love Michigan, and we're here to stay as long as God will keep me here. And on that note, I got to tell you, Dan, I'm almost at a loss for words, which is odd for me, but I actually need to step away from this show for a bit. So yeah. I need to step away. Let's take a hiatus until January and see if I can bring it back or not. I'm not sure. I'm just that busy that this fall I can't really take the time away from that life-saving venture that I do. And it hurts to take my because this is a passion of mine. You know it is. I love doing this.
We love doing it with you. We love having you on. And
it's just a joy to come in here every week. I love it. But I have to put those tools down to come and do this.
Yep.
And I don't have that much time available. I wish I could clone myself or get more volunteers that want to help. That would help. But and we're always open for volunteers at Tommy's Heart. So we just got news that Dort Federal Credit Union, mm-hmm. Dort Financial Credit Union,
mm-hmm.
Is giving me 20 volunteers coming up here real soon to help us work in our offices to set it up for our heart screening program. So they're going to give
fantastic.
Us on, it's going to be on Columbus Day. That's their day to give.
Okay.
So because their bank is closed, so for a day mm-hmm. to give, they get paid, they come, they're going to help me and my crew set up 8 examination rooms so that we can do heart screenings permanently at our facility.
You're going to have
on Elms Road in Flushing.
On Elms Road, you're going to have a permanent location where these screenings can take place.
Yeah, we've had it there a long time. A lot of people are familiar with us because of our sign, our road signs out there. It's mm-hmm. it's a former doctor's office, but we've used it for storage, and because we've been so mobile, we're going to have a home base where we can have like monthly heart screenings or bi-monthly heart screenings, and we can bring in whole football teams or baseball teams mm-hmm. or soccer teams
yep.
or drama teams. It doesn't matter. Everybody with a heart can have a heart problem. So we want to screen everybody we can. So I know this doesn't pertain to guns, but it's you know, guns are a passion of mine. So is this. So, and it became that way when I lost Tommy.
Yeah,
we lost Tommy. Tommy was a kid that used to love to come in here and sit in the corner and in this room right now, in this studio, and give me a hard time because we were on AM radio at the time. nobody's listening, Dad. Well, there was plenty of people listening.
Yeah,
I still go to the grocery store and people look at me and say, oh, I miss 1470 so much. You know, AM 1470 and WLCO out of Lapeer.
Yeah.
And here we are now on 103.1 The Ticket. So we've morphed. We've adapted. We've overcome. We've
grown.
Yeah. So it's a. I'm proud to be on this station, and I believe this place. So
he does.
I love it, and it's a good passion to have. So now
we're gonna do some more. We're gonna wrap up this segment.
More to talk about.
Plenty so, more. We're kind of wrapping up the Gunsmith Show for now.
Yeah.
We're gonna be off this is the final show, and then we'll see going forward. But there's lots coming, lots going on, and you'll hear plenty about the screenings.
Yeah.
And the raffles and the different things. And I really do love the fact that you tied your passions together. raffling off guns. There you go.
Yeah, well, you know, it's worked for years.
Raising money for Tommy's Heart by raffling off guns.
It's a lot better than running a golf outing. You know what I mean? Or let's have a bake sale. No, I'm having a gun raffle.
I love it.
So here we go. So go to tommysheart.org for more information. And stick with us on Facebook. The Gunsmith Show, and I'll keep updating what's going on there, too.
All right, we're back right after this. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. It's The Ticket. 103.1, The Ticket.
There you go. There you go. Smooth.
Back after this.